Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
So are the worries I hear from my friends who have college freshmen coming up, are those valid, or is it just fear that they've somehow gotten in their mind?
It's not just fear. It's legitimate fear. I don't want to paint a gloomy picture, because it's possible for children, for young people going off to college to retain their faith. It's even possible for them to grow in faith. A lot of young people discover Christ for the first time when they go off to college. That still happens. But it is true that there are some really terrific challenges. Let me say what a few of those are. The biggest one, I think, is that young people are going off to college and they're losing their whole support network, their family, their Christian friends, their church, and many of them have the idea when they go off that Christianity can be a solitary affair. They think to themselves, well, they think to God, well, it's just you and me, God. I can pray by myself, I can worship by myself, I can serve Christ by myself, I can study the Bible by myself. That's not really true. One Christian is no Christian. There really isn't any such thing as a solitary Christian. It's all well and good to say resist peer pressure, but what we really ought to be doing is getting Christian peers and being in Christian fellowship groups and in real off-campus churches and being with the body of Christ. The second problem, I think, is this. The culture of the modern university, the popular culture of it, is hedonist. It's pleasure seeking, and this isn't good for us. We weren't meant to live this way. Happiness is not the same as just seeking pleasure after pleasure. As a matter of fact, all that pleasure after pleasure gets pretty old, pretty fast. Now, it's a funny thing about us human beings. We don't lose our faith in God and then start getting tangled up in all kinds of new sins. What usually happens is you get tangled up in some sin. It makes you uncomfortable to be around God, and so you start looking for reasons not to believe in Him. That happens on campuses. The third reason is this. You know, the university was really a Christian invention, and it was grounded on the ideal of universal truth, that all truth is connected because it's all God's truth, and He'd given us minds to explore it. But the modern university has lost that ideal. It's only in a few Christian schools that it's still pursued. So the intellectual culture of the modern university is not Christian as it was for centuries. It's really practical atheism. When I say practical atheism, I don't mean, Joe, that you're not allowed to believe in God, but the expectation is you won't believe in a God who makes a difference, and He sure won't make a difference to your studies. So all of these things conspire to make it seem crazy, to make it seem kind of foolish, to make you feel a little bit foolish if you're a Christian when you're at college, and you need antidotes to that. You need to learn Christian intellectual culture. You need to be around your Christian peers, and have all those strong faith communities.
Well, I know that for me, I went to a secular university. Now, this was 25 years ago, but I didn't really know how to get connected to any sort of faith community. I tried a church close to campus for a few Sundays. Since I didn't have a car, I had to go, you know, my options were limited with the churches that I could walk to, but I didn't really care for the format. It wasn't my church. So, of course, I was just kind of floundering, I guess I could say. But God in His grace led me to some people. And by my junior year, I did have those fellow students who were actually living out their faith and setting up a community. How important is that, getting into a community of believers when that person first sets foot on campus?
Very, very important. I think it is the most important thing. Now, you know, you described your difficulty when you were looking for a nearby church. There are a couple of things that we might discuss about this. One is that a lot of students are looking for a church where they feel instantly right at home. That's just not going to happen. It takes time to get to know any group of people, and they just have to stick at it, and eventually they will get to know people. Say, hi, here I'm so-and-so. And they need to also recognize the fact that churches don't all They don't all work the same way socially. Some of them, the community is all right there at the door. Everybody wants, you know, you're almost hounded by greeters. Others, the real community is in the church's ministries. You get involved in the church pro-life ministry or something like that, and that's where you meet people. And people think, well, on Sunday, that's for worship. That's not for socialization. So you have to get, you have to figure out how the church works. The third problem here is that a lot of students go off to church and they think, I'm looking for people just like me. That is such a mistake. The church is the body of Christ.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.